AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. China's foreign ministry says it will take firm action to safeguard its sovereignty and security interest and will do what they say. Its response to President Biden's statement that the U.S. would intervene militarily if China were to invade Taiwan.
We remain committed to supporting the peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits and ensuring that there's no unilateral change of the status quo.
In Tokyo today, the president also said he doubted China would invade Taiwan, but the commitment to protect the island is even stronger after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A veteran Russian diplomat, Boris Bondarev, at the UN office in Geneva, says he handed in his resignation, ashamed over the Russian handling of Ukraine. He told the AP,
"I think if I have to go back to Russia, then the prospects may be not very very pleasant."
There's another step toward vaccinating the youngest Americans against the coronavirus, kids under five. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Preliminary data Pfizer will give federal regulators suggests the three-shot series is 80% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19, though that's based on limited numbers of cases. Still, Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health's Dr. William Moss says it's a good start.
All of this is very positive for those parents who are looking forward to having a vaccine for their younger children.
The FDA next month will take up applications from both Pfizer and Moderna to start shots for some 18 million kids under five, the only age group in the U.S. not yet eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he may impose mandatory water restrictions if people don't start using less water as a drought drags on. The first 3 months of the year in California were the driest in at least a century. Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. A law school student in Texas has been posting Spanish language TikTok videos to help migrants understand the U.S. immigration system. Carlos Eduardo Espina has about 3 million followers.
The quick format of the videos where you're able to watch a TikTok in 10 seconds and then watch another one is really convenient for immigrants, especially if you're on the move, you're going through Mexico or through Central America.
Honduran migrant Laura Martinez shouted her appreciation. She says he informs us of the river current when it goes up and down, the situation of border agents, and the suffering migrants are facing when crossing. Espina's videos include warnings about crocodile sightings and the latest Title 42 developments.
What I try to do is just tell them the reality of what they can expect when they get to the border, that it's not so so simple as you just cross the border and then you're here in the U.S.
The 25-year-old Espina immigrated legally to Texas when he was 5 years old. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.